Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
No real theme on the papers today, so take your pick. Lots of different stories on the front pages. We'll begin with the Irish Times, which says that high-level executives in commercial state bodies such as RTE seem likely to have their pay boosted. This follows a government decision to review their remuneration, and government sources say that while the new review would look at the pay of RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst, other top personnel at the broadcaster would not be included. So we'll see here. This goes down with the public that CEOs of commercial state bodies are likely to get a pay rise. Kevin Backhurst currently receives a basic salary of €250,000, also a pension contribution of 25% of pay, and he gets a car allowance as well. But it looks like he's going to get a pay rise, according to the Irish Times, or certainly his pay will be looked at. Of course, none of these people at these commercial state bodies have to actually accept the pay rise. They could donate it back, should they wish. Staying with RTE, ditch the side deals. RTE was ordered to ditch the side deals and secret golden handshakes by a Dáil watchdog yesterday. This is the front of the Irish Sun. The Public Accounts Committee telling chiefs at the state broadcaster to make 21 changes to try and restore trust after months of endless scandal. And Chair Brian Stanley says he'd need to hear a damn good reason for Montrose not implementing them. The Irish Independent on the front page: higher welfare rates for Ukrainians not sustainable. This is Minister Heather Humphreys. New social welfare cuts for all Ukrainians living in state accommodation are on the cards, according to the minister. Paying higher welfare rates for the nearly 55,000 Ukrainian refugees in state accommodation is not sustainable, according to the Fine Gael minister. And she says that the situation has changed since the war broke out in 2022. And she reckons that some refugees are coming to Ireland because it's seen as more attractive than other countries. Irish Daily Mail: no more forcing workers out of their jobs at 65. A crackdown on employers who want staff to retire early is underway as the Cabinet has approved a bill to outlaw mandatory retirement in employment contracts. Then the Irish Examiner on the front page says hundreds of people — this is a really encouraging story — hundreds of people queued in a Cork City park yesterday to snap up 2,500 free trees in just over an hour. And apparently the council officials were stunned at the response to their tree giveaway at Tremor Valley Park, run in association with Quilche and the Tree Council of Ireland. So they had 2,500 trees, including alder, oak, hazel, blackthorn, birch and pine, and they gave them away between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on a first-come, first-served basis, and it looks like they were gone by 11 o'clock yesterday morning, so they are certainly encouraged by that. Irish Daily Mirror: tour de farce. This is the news that a Garda suspended for 3 years after giving a bike to an isolated pensioner during the pandemic has been exonerated. The officer was cleared of 5 disciplinary charges by an internal board of inquiry yesterday. The Garda Representative Association will be on Newstalk Breakfast to talk about this. What they're saying is that this was a sledgehammer used to crack a nut. Then the front of the Irish Daily Star: short rift to neighbouring villages where RTE comedy Kilnascully was filmed are at loggerheads about proposals to sell the parochial house in one to fund church roof repairs in the other. And even Pat Short is getting involved in the dispute. That's on the front of the Star. Elsewhere inside the papers, the Irish Times tells us that sex education is going to be taught to our children earlier. Relationships and sex education will be taught at an earlier stage under a new primary school curriculum, recognising that many children are starting school at an older age and in some cases are experiencing puberty earlier. The changes are contained in draft specifications for key subject areas in the new curriculum, and teachers are going to be supported to make judgments on the needs of the children in their class, and learning related to puberty may be taught as appropriate from third and fourth class upwards. So you can read more about that in the Irish Times. Obviously gearing up for St. Patrick's Day next week, the Irish Independent tells us that anti-refugee and far-rights groups are targeting St. Patrick's Day parades to try and get publicity. It sounds like, from reading this article, that they're going to have floats in parades. So parades in Dublin, Cork, Kerry, Kildare, Tipperary and Galway have been targeted by online applications linked to local demonstrations, and there are fears the far right views St. Patrick's Day parades as a strategic publicity opportunity. And some of their parades they're applying to be in are in areas where tensions have been running high over refugees in the area. That's according to the Irish Independent. The Irish Times gives us the details of Leo Varadkar's St. Patrick's Day visit to Washington. US President Joe Biden and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will discuss the crisis in the Middle East, Ukraine and Northern Ireland. No mention here of Gaza, by the way, at meetings surrounding St. Patrick's Day next week in Washington. So the White House has made the official announcement that Leo Varadkar would be coming to visit, and Leo Varadkar yesterday telling the Dáil it would be a big mistake for an Irish government to boycott the White House because of concerns over America's position on Israel and Palestine there. So that meeting is confirmed. It'll be on next Friday. And then last time it was you do the Bola Shamrock ceremony on the same day, but this year there's going to be the meeting in the White House on the Friday, and then on the Sunday they're going to do the Bowl of Shamrock and a bit of a hooli on March 17th in the White House too. Elsewhere in the papers, Eurovision, RTE, according to the Irish Independent, has received 1,448 emails asking it to boycott this year's Eurovision Song Contest. The broadcaster said most of the emails are in relation to Israel taking part, and the complaints date from the 26th of January. That was the night of the Eurosong special, and about 1,000 of the emails were cut and paste style. So there's a campaign going on here. Same content signed and sent by different emailers, according to a spokesperson for RTE. Now, one final story for you coming from The Sun, because this Sunday is Mother's Day, just a reminder in case you don't have your present got yet. But presenter Claudia Winkleman, according to The Sun, has banned her children from marking Mother's Day. She says she'd rather her three children empty the dishwasher more often than lavish her with flowers and cards this Sunday. And she says, I've quite a strong view on Mother's Day. I can't stand it. If the children come even near me with anything like a card, a flower or breakfast in bed, I'm going to stop you there. Let me just say, if they want to unload the dishwasher, they can do that on the other days. Let's just say that out loud, that mums are brilliant and they should be celebrated. I wonder, do other mothers feel the same? It's all a bit of a show on Mother's Day, and they'd prefer it done every other day of the year, that maybe you put out the bins, empty the dishwasher, cut the lawn, be on top of your laundry, things like that. Anyway, more about that in The Sun.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.